Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And away we go on our dueling Super Sunday six-packs in the NFL. That's right. Two segments rolled into one for most. That's because we are the show that never stops. We are the show stoppers. Matty Ice on the other side of the glass. Me, the Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo to you on a frigid Friday, disgusting afternoon in the nation's capital, and perhaps beyond. But let's get it going, baby. It is indeed football weather. First six games against the NFL spread. We got to make the picks on Friday. We don't have, of course, even the Friday injury reports, which color a lot of things. So sometimes the picks are going to vary a little bit more. And we're going to have to take one on the chin. But we get it going this way. Game number one. Off of his perhaps most productive, normal kind of, oh, hey, the flashlight, the light is on. For Caleb Williams, the Chicago Bears are 3.5-point dogs to the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota blitzing defense is really, 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 really tough to deal with. Against that offensive line, I very much worry for Caleb Williams' health and safety. That being said, and even though DeAndre Swift is a little bit banged up, and again, that could further the problem, I like the Bears in this game. You know what I don't like? Minnesota's offense right now. Matty mentioned Sam Darnold last hour. Kind of been struggling. I know at times he looked okay last week. Got it. And that's a pretty good Titans defense, which we'll see here next week. But I haven't liked Sam Darnold in his entire career. I thought he was a fraud coming out of USC. What happened with the Jets didn't surprise me. I think he's had a nice bounce back year here. But again, I'm not one of these guys that coaching overrules everything. Kevin O'Connell can't make the decisions and make the plays for Sam Darnold. And he has been a little spotty here over the last 4 or 5 weeks. Interceptions, turnovers, what have you. Their offensive line has taken a major hit over the last 3 weeks or a month without Christian Darrisaw. I like the Bears defense to get to Sam Darnold. Now, again, I expect the Minnesota defense to keep the clamps down on Caleb Williams, especially if DeAndre Swift can't play. But I think Caleb's got some weapons that he can probably make something there at home. Give me the Bears as the home dog, just barely, pun intended, blowing that game last week to Green Bay, plus 3.5 Bears in game one. Game two, we talked about Patrick Mahomes. Of course, Daniel Jones and Patrick Mahomes are the same quarterback, right? I did that to be a jerk.
I'm just happy that today's the end of the week for us.
The Chiefs, looks like they're getting Isaiah Pacheco back. Off their first loss, kind of a shortish week. They played Sunday evening in Buffalo, back to Kansas City, now out to Carolina. They're the champs for a reason. I would almost never do this. The Chiefs are 10.5 point favorites on the road. The Carolina Panthers are awful. I know they're trying. I feel bad for my guy, Dan Morgan. I like him. He's the GM. Follows me on Instagram. Give me the Chiefs minus 10.5. As road dogs, 10.5, baby. Game three. In Sin City. The Broncos. One of the best stories in the NFL. Bo Nix. Do you believe? I do. Perfect fit, perfect system for him. Lots of screens, lots of short stuff, rhythm, timing, all that. Good defense. The Vegas Raiders are terrible. They've got nothing going on. I hope Antonio Pierce doesn't get fired because 1 year is way too short of a sample size. I know I'll probably be feeling worse about this on Sunday night than I do right now, but give me Denver. Minus the 6 on the road. So that's back-to-back, almost and above touchdown favorites on the road. Let me do it again. Actually, you know what? Hang on. I'll give you a game in between. Green Bay and San Francisco, Lambeau Field. Mid to late November. I'm sure the weather is going to be great, right? I haven't looked at it, but I'm sure the weather is going to be great. What could possibly happen at Lambeau Field in mid to late November? Brock Purdy is banged up, had an MRI. They're on alert. Oh my God, Brock Purdy, not right. They've already lost Brandon Ayuk. Sure, they got Christian McCaffrey back. Yes, that's helped. The 49ers are all sorts of banged up. They blow a bunch of games. Now they're not at home, so maybe that helps them. Give me Green Bay. -3 at home against San Francisco for game four of our Sunday Super Six Pack. Game five. I was going to give this to you in conjunction with the two road favorite picks, but I'll give you a third road favorite pick. And no, it's not the Dallas Cowboys. The Philadelphia Eagles off of their fourth quarter dominance, let's call it, against the Washington Commanders. Head to SoFi Stadium against the Rams, who soundly beat the New England Patriots on the road last week. Matthew Stafford, 4 touchdowns, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, all of that. Kyren Williams did not have a big game. They didn't need him. They will need him on Sunday night. And that Philadelphia defense, as we all know, even though the Rams offense probably better when clicking on all cylinders than the Washington, well, definitely better. The Philadelphia defense should be rested, fresh. That's not an intimidating environment. That's going to be a home game for the Eagles, even though they've got to travel 5 hours by plane. Give me the Philadelphia Eagles -3 favorites on the road, because they ain't on the road at SoFi Stadium, over the Rams, -3. And game number 6, right here at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. The rivalry that I'm out of touch with. It just means more. It means more to beat the Cowboys than it did to lose to the Eagles or to beat the Giants the week before that. The Dallas Cowboys, as we explained earlier in the show, give up too many rushing yards. The Commanders do that best. The Commanders should throw the haymaker with the double move, Terry McLaurin, especially against Trayvon Diggs. They do that early. They can get themselves a 17-0 lead, something like that. Maybe it's 14-0. Who knows? You put pressure on Dallas, so on and so forth. Defense keeps everything in front of them. Sure, Dallas is getting a little bit healthy with Deron Bland coming back. Looks like they're going to get their other wide receiver back. I got it. I still like Washington, minus the 10.5. Very large number. Very huge. Very huge. But they're at home. They're rested, I think, sort of. They are determined and motivated to get back on the bicycle and to ride it correctly, which they have not done the last 2 weeks. Like against this Dallas defense, which is the strength of their team, but is still a little bit spotty, to say the least. They got another injury. Marcus Bell, one of their starting safeties, gone. Give me the Washington Commanders. Maddie, minus 10.5! I've never picked the Commanders. At that kind of number. Well, then again, we haven't had that kind of number in a really, 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 really long time. I'm sure I'll be regretting this, much like I'll regret that last press room hot dog. But give me the Commandalorians, minus 10.5. Do it for Bobby G, baby. Do it for Roberto. Bears plus the 3.5 over Minnesota. Chiefs minus 10.5 at Carolina. Denver minus 6 at Las Vegas. Green Bay minus 3 home Lambeau Field for San Francisco. Philadelphia minus 3 at SoFi. Sunday night football against the Rams. Washington minus 10.5. In case you're with me, that is across the board favorites with the exception of the Bears plus 3.5 at home against Minnesota. 5 out of 6 favorites. Homie, don't play that. 30-34-2 on the year. 4-2 last week. Feeling good. Feeling froggy. Now, our top six teams in the NFL. Last week, it was the Chiefs, the Lions, the Bills, and this is 1-6. Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Ravens, Philadelphia, and the Steelers. This week, as we told you, we were going to have a number one. I don't think anybody should be shocked about that. But the question was, should it be the Lions or should it be the team that just beat Kansas City? And for me, even though the Bills beat Kansas City, I got to give the Lions their due. Unlike Grant Paulson, it's not just about kissing Ben Johnson on the butt cheeks. No, no, no. It's Brad Holmes. I'll kiss him on the butt cheeks because he's the architect. He's the GM. He's the man that makes it happen. Brad Holmes, my guy. God, what a stud. He's the GM, by the way. You don't know about him because nobody in the media will talk about him besides me. Brad Holmes of the Detroit Lions, the number one team in the NFL, according to me. Number two, I am going to go with the Buffalo Bills, who then beat the Kansas City Chiefs last Sunday. Josh Allen playing out of his mind. Defense has been better than I thought with all the injuries and defections. Give me the Bills at number two. Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs. Can't dock them too much. They barely lost a road game, but they did. But this is more of an indictment about how they've played for the most part all year. They will be better. Trust me, they will be better. Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number four.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Sorry about this. The Philadelphia Eagles. They moved up a spot even though they haven't played. Sorry. They moved up a spot. Number five. The Baltimore Ravens. I mean, the Ravens are obviously a very... They struggled a little bit against Cincinnati. Right? The Ravens are a good team. They're not perfect, but they deserve to be in the top five. Philadelphia, then the Ravens last week, it was reversed. Ravens, then Philadelphia. This is a feel thing. And number six, the Steelers were there last week. Can't put them there, right, after their loss? Right? Can't put them there. So who are we going to put at number six? Number six. Let's do this. Let's put the Houston Texans back in. I'm not a big Texans guy. I'm not feeling it this year. But they kicked the crap out of the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. And they are 7-4. I could have put the Chargers. They are charging hard, pun intended. I could have done that. I could have put Green Bay at 7-3. Thought about that. I'm going to just kind of give a tip to the old cap to the Houston Texans. Maybe I'll be wrong. But for now, that's the way I see it. So, in case you have fallen asleep during this segment, which you shouldn't, number one, the Detroit Lions. Number two, the Buffalo Bills. Number three, the defending two-time Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Number four, the Philadelphia Eagles, even though they haven't played a game since we last ranked them at number five. Number five, the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens did lose in Pittsburgh last Sunday. But I still have a healthy dose of respect, Birdie, to put them over the Houston Texans, who come in at number six. And there's your top six and your dueling Super Sunday six packs right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. It is the most revolutionary, evolutionary, absurd, preposterous segment of all time. Nobody's ever done it. Nobody's ever combined those two in one segment of radio. And we didn't even need a stupid committee.